At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter by the qualities that are most important to you. Then, book free 15-minute consultations with any therapist you're interested in seeing. And because 95% of therapists at Alma accept insurance, you can find care that's affordable too. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy30 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy30.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Hello, kids. This is Risk, the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. I'm Kevin Allison, and every Thursday, we release these special episodes that we're calling Classic Risk Singles. Each of these episodes features just one story from our earlier years. If you're new to Risk, you should know that the podcast can be very uncensored. This week, a story that Rob Delaney first shared on the podcast in December of 2010. Here's Rob now with a story we call Cripple Dick.
8 years ago, I was in jail in a wheelchair, covered in my own blood, and I was just in a hospital gown, so I was naked underneath that. Both my arms were broken very badly. This one was a compound fracture, and this wrist has since been rebuilt. I was in leg stabilizers, which are like super enforced sausage casings that they put around your legs. They're like really tight socks with metal reinforcement, so you can't bend your knees, because my knees had been ripped open as well, and the bones of them were sticking out through the skin part. And they would wheel me around in jail, and since my arms didn't work and couldn't prevent me from falling out of the chair, nor could I bend my legs so that, you know, I could not fall out of the wheelchair, what would happen with my super robotically straightened legs and my arms that didn't work is I would just occasionally slide out of the wheelchair and fall down onto the floor in jail, and the gown would come up in jail, exposing my penis and my testicles and even my little butthole to everybody in jail. And I don't know if any of you have been to jail. In a crowd this big, I'm sure a bunch of you have. You know that your penis and your butthole are for just you. You don't share them when you're there. And so they would they'd be like, once again, and they'd lift me up and put me back in the chair, and then I'd be like, don't go too far, because I'm enjoying doing this all the time. Anyway, I was there because I had driven a car, not my car, but a car, into the Los Angeles Department of Water and Power really fast. I had drank a lot and went into a blackout and went to sleep on a friend's floor. Just so to get it out of the way, this was the last time I ever drank or did drugs. I went to sleep on my friend's floor, and then I woke up, said legally, technically, and but not consciously, and then was like, time for a drive, and I drove into the DWP, because fuck them. And So after that, the cops, like, you were supposed to be in jail for a while, but the cops were like, go away. And so they drove me home, and they dropped me off at home, and I went, and I just, like, laid face down on my bed like this for, like, 12 hours and just thought about things. And then I had to pee, so I got up to go to the bathroom. I urinated via my penis, and what came out of my penis was neon blue. And so I got nervous, and I started to cry and hyperventilate, and I went to blow my nose after crying for, you know, a few minutes, and a bunch of bits of glass came out of my nose, like lots of broken glass just blew out into the paper. So I was like, oh, what's going on? And I tore off my hospital gown and looked in the mirror, and my body was covered in stickers. So I was like, what are all of them? So to work backwards, what they were, and I didn't know because the hospital, who remembered that, they were anchors for the heart monitors. And then the glass was, that was just windshield. And then the pee being neon blue was because they had flushed my system, I found out later, with something called methylene blue, which they do to find out if you're dying on the inside from hemorrhaging, which I wasn't, thank goodness. So I found all that out later. But then they called me, and they were like, all right, are you feeling better? I was like, no. And they're like, well, we need to come to more jail. And I had a court date, and I could either go to rehab or to jail. And I hadn't enjoyed jail, so I said, one rehab, please. And the like the lowest of the, like that wasn't low when I've told you about before the theme of this show being at our worst was I may have been messed up, I may have been legally required to live in a psychiatric hospital, but I still needed to masturbate because I was still a person, and people would ask me like how do you masturbate, and I would be like, not forever, because I don't need to now because I've shut that part of myself down. But it wasn't true. And so the way that I would have to masturbate, now first of all, I'm wondering what order I should tell this in. Okay, I'll do it this way. Basically, when you masturbate, for example, you're like, well, I guess I'll just bang one out real quick. If anybody walks in, I'll be like, hey, and I'll deftly leap up and be like, I wasn't masturbating, and then they won't think that you were. But with this, I moved so slowly, and I was all in braces and shit, so what I would have to do is I'd have to go to a bathroom, and none of the doors locked, and I'd have to lean up against it. Now, and my knees are messed up, but I'm out of the leg stabilizers. Then I would tenderly take whatever arm hadn't most recently had surgery out of its little brace, and then I would just kind of very gently, gently masturbate with, like, the fingertips, the way that you would, like, masturbate a baby if you had to. So gently. And then I'd strap back up and get up and go on my merry way. But I did that. Now, I didn't know this, but when you're in rehab, I found this out after the fact, because when I got there, I was like, I would like to get better and not die. So, but all people there fuck all the time. And I didn't know that. You see on the TV shows now that you can go to rehab on television, that there's inter-romances and stuff, which is a bad idea. But I remember being there, and I remember there's this meth head girl who was there, who was really sweet, and I remember her fondly, but she was nuts. She was there because her husband and the father of her child had found a videotape of her sucking her meth dealer's dick and was like, well, we need to work it out since we have a baby, so I guess go get healthy. Anyway, but she was great, and we had a lot of fun. But anyway, one day she had a friend visit her in rehab, and her friend, she was like, hey, Rob, it must be tough to masturbate with all your gear. And I was like, no, no. And she's like, she points at her friend and goes, well, my friend Lisa here, she'll suck your dick. And the girl, Lisa, the normal visitor, goes, since this is a podcast, I just meekly nodded there in a blowjobby and a thumbs up to blow sucking your crippled dick fucking smile. And I was like, no thanks. And anyway, I point to that moment when I was, because I knew that putting my dick in her mouth would be a just methy blowjob in the wrong direction. And I point to that moment when I refused that blowjob as the moment that I really started to heal. Thank you very much.
That's all for this week's Classic Risk Singles episode. Now, don't miss out on our regular full-length episodes. There's a brand new one every Tuesday. And everything you might want to know about us is at risk-show.com.